This is the new T680 Kenworth. I'm going to step up inside here, and I want you to follow me right in.
I'm excited. I've never been in.
There you go. Welcome aboard an 18-wheeler.
To borrow a marketing phrase from Buick, this is not your grandfather's truck.
It's a lot of bells and whistles.
Like bunk beds, cabinets, and a mini fridge. In recognition of his clean driving record, Swift provided Michael Voiles with a custom black truck. He added the skull cover on the gear shift.
Just adds a little style to the truck. Pretty neat little deal.
In 1999, when Voiles started, he drove alone. Today, he's part of a two-man team.
He's my vice president, so.
Voiles and Robert Seaman run a route for Amazon from Dallas to Phoenix. One sleeps while the other drives, and the truck can move up to 22 hours a day. It's what the industry calls team operations, and Voiles thinks we'll see more of it.
Customers are demanding. They want service now.
The American Trucking Associations, or ATA, says trucks move nearly 70% of all goods throughout the United States. Those are your groceries, clothes, and cars.
We're in the 22, 23,000 driver range.
Richard Stocking, Swift's president and co-CEO, says that's not enough. To keep up with demand and replace retiring drivers, the ATA estimates nearly 900,000 drivers will need to be hired in the next decade.
The millennials are a different breed, and they put home time as high or higher than pay.
Stockton says they're experimenting with ways to get drivers home every night. He's also hoping new technology will help. Stockton was impressed with his recent ride in an autonomous semi hauling 60,000 pounds down a two-lane road in Nevada.
A gust of wind came up and actually hit us, and that truck stayed in its lane.
The 18-wheeler was autonomous, not driverless. That means the truck can drive itself, but it can also tell the driver when to take over. For example, when an exit is coming up.
Just think about the new kind of driver. You could have a college student that could maybe be doing homework while he's driving up and down the road, or you could have a driver that is helping in customer service or tracking trailers or tracking shipments.
Platooning is another technique being tested, especially in Europe. It involves two or more trucks traveling together with the lead truck controlling the route, speed, and braking. If that sounds pretty futuristic, listen to what Alexei Matushev is working on.
So I want to introduce you to Nautilus.
The California-based company aims to cut global air freight costs in half. How? By using an autonomous drone and getting around Federal Aviation Administration regulations.
So right now, for you to be regulated by the FAA, you have to be in FAA airspace, right? So if you're in the middle of the Indian Ocean at 20,000 feet, there's no FAA there. You can do whatever the heck you want, right?
Matushev says in the continental U.S., the Nautilus drone will operate like a ship. Using a remote joystick control, it will dock into port, the cargo will be loaded, and it'll tow out with the rest of the traffic. When the vehicle reaches international waters, which is out of the FAA's territory, it will take off like an airplane. Once it nears its destination, it'll land and tow in with other ships.
Even if the United States doesn't want to play ball, all of a sudden, you know, if they come in there and just still start slapping our hands and, you know, digging into the Code of Federal Regulations and finding something wrong with us, well, that doesn't mean it's the end of us. It just means that we have to go somewhere else.
During an air cargo conference in Phoenix earlier this year, Matushev told attendees that Nautilus plans to have a 30-foot prototype in the air by next fall. Back at Swift's corporate headquarters in Phoenix, driver Michael Voiles isn't too worried about technology taking his place.
Because I think you'll always need that personal touch with these customers.
And he plans to be there. Christina Estes, KJZZ News, Phoenix.